Oh, I'm finally getting my washing machine fixed tomorrow.
Oh, what happened to it, Fernando?
It's been broken for 3 weeks. I've been waiting on a damn part.
Fernando, you can't put your dildos in the damn washing machine, my nigga. God damn.
You know what happened? I was really scared that something real bad got stuck in it or something. And I was real
stuck in the washing machine.
Look, them long butt plugs.
Right, I can just wash these right quick.
I was real nervous about that when the man went in there to undo, like open up the filter. And I said, please God, don't let none be in the filter. And the filter was turned out the filter was clean. It kind of felt like that bottom, that moment that you're on bottom and you know you cleaned out, but you all of a sudden you just don't feel sure now.
Right.
When he shows up, that was that moment I had like, ooh.
Look, when he going past that third hole.
I was like, I don't know if I cleaned that well.
And third hole.
When he pulled that filter out?
Somebody get to the third hole. They doing right. So wait a minute, huh?
They doing everything. But
wait a minute, you get to the right spot. You in the number three?
Right. Turns out it was the drain pump. And so it's coming via USPS, the snail mail. So it's taking a while for it to come through postal, but it finally got here today. So he's coming around 2:00 tomorrow to install it.
What else he gonna install, Fernando?
I hope he installs something on me. That big ass Russian is so sexy.
Good job. No. All right, Vladimir.
Russia. You said Russia?
I show with Vladimir.
I can see Russia from my house.
I sure can. All the way up. I can see Russia all up in the business. I can see all that in his crack.
And here
stop we go. God damn it.
And this is how we starting. Baby, welcome to the Fellas Point of View podcast.
Oh, you got that mess? I'm tired of your ass catching us like that.
I got it.
Trying to pull a monkey wrench. Don't let us know when you're recording. Something might have warrant. Shit.
Baby, I know.
I got it all. We live, lit, and in color, baby. Just one big old rainbow. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what to do. Share the podcast. Do what you do.
You know they be listening. Shit.
Share the podcast. Tell a friend. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell your good Judy. And get with
make it part of your gossip program. Talk about us, bitch. I love being talked about. As long as you get the story right, bitch.
But Nando said, as long as they're talking, goddamn it.
As long as you get the story straight. Like, you can talk all you want, but as long as you get the story straight, carry on.
Right. Now we got some honorable mentions this week, y'all. We're not gonna forget about them this week. We starting off strong with honorable mentions.
Who are we mentioning?
So y'all know that our prayers go out to those in Alabama. They have had 5 deaths due to the tornadoes that have settled down in Alabama and is causing havoc. They've had over 14 tornadoes.
Back to back.
So 14 been reported on Thursday.
In Alabama?
13 tornadoes on Thursday?
Yes, on Thursday. Mm.
Damn. On purpose?
No, somebody just dropped them, Fernando, in Alabama. They meant for Texas.
Well, you know, they don't believe in
Republicans. They was meant for Texas,
right?
They don't believe in global warming over there. So
that's why I said they showed up on purpose, because you know, out there they'd be like, "That's not real. That's just hard wind, baby."
No, that's not wind, mama.
So yeah,
well, that's them though. That's tough. Tornadoes ain't no joke. I remember when they used to make us line up against the hallways and put our heads up against the wall.
That would save
us. Not the hallway.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, why?
I've only experienced that one time or where was I at? I was in Ohio, in Dayton, Ohio, at the GMWA board meeting, and it happened on a Tuesday. Because the board meeting started on a Monday. It happened on a Tuesday. And all of a sudden, these sirens went off when we were getting ready to break for... No, everything was over. It was Tuesday night. and the sirens went off right after nightly service. And we were like, me, I was there with Tim Bishop Brown, Christopher.
Tim Bishop Brown.
And the sirens went off. And baby, we both looked at him. We're like, okay, that ain't good. What the hell's going on? And they were like, everyone, can you please come this way? Please come this way. And we were like, what the hell is going on? So they took us downstairs to a like freezer area or whatever. And after about sit down there for about 2 hours, they let us come back up. It wasn't cold. It was just like a, I guess it was their shelter or whatever, but it reminds you of like a storage area, something like that. After about 2 hours or so, we come back up. When we came back up, why were all the windows in the lobby busted out? There was cars on their sides, and the trees that was there when we first came out for lunch was now in the middle of the street. We were like,
how it is, man.
What just happened? They said, oh, we had a tornado. A tornado? Okay, I want to go back to California.
Right.
I'm done with y'all.
Y'all can have this food.
I've had enough.
Bye. Peace the hell out.
I ain't got time.
That was my one and only time, and I said, that was enough for me.
Right. I was right there with you. Peace. Bye. It was been real, y'all. I would be like, color purple. Oh, gotta go.
Yeah, but we had to endure till Thursday till it ended. But yeah, no.
No, I'm not good. I'm just not Sigourney Weaver like that. No.
You're not Sigourney Weaver like.
I'm not gonna strap my black ass in no goddamn nothing and be holding off a dear life on a pipe or something like that in a twist of toss. Look at the twist; it's so beautiful. Fuck that. I want to be in this.
And wait, that's my favorite. I love that movie. What's that? Ain't that movie called Twister?
Yes, Tornado. Called Twister. Yeah, where they chasing tornadoes and
I love that movie.
I do too, bitch. But I don't want
to. I have to call you back. We got cows.
I don't want to play. I like Wizard of Oz too, but I don't want to be in.
Baby, they can have it.
Come on, Toto. Right. We're a long way from home.
Call me when Eveline show up and we do the dance sequence.
All right.
After that, count my black ass out of all the twists of nope, don't need them.
Well, Monty Fernando said they ready to ease on down the road. Goddamn.
Let me ease on down the road and put all the colors on, you know. But all the rest of that mess is a twister. Is a twister. Nope, you can keep that.
Yeah.
Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. You hear me?
Why? Look, why regular Wizard of Oz like in Kansas and the Wiz in Detroit?
Because that's what, because you know, because they can't dance in Kansas like they do in Detroit. You can't ease on down the road in Kansas.
Right.
We meant business. That's why it's in Detroit. We brought
out bitch. Like we had when we had to ease on down that road, bitch, we had to do it to let you slide our asses.
Mm-hmm.
We backyard barbecue that dance. We couldn't do that. No, we couldn't do that shit on no damn Candace. A twist the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, y'all pray for them because, honey, tornadoes ain't no joke. At the end
no, they're not. And that's not in your control, baby. That's not like you are not He-Man. Don't
nothing you can do about a tornado.
Nope, exactly. Just stand clear. Like, this is the one moment that you got to stand back and stand by.
Yeah, right, Mr. President.
Stand back and stand by.
Our other honorable mention goes to the one and only Janet Jackson.
If you're nasty.
If you're nasty. Her classic Rhythm Nation 1814 has been added to the National Recording Registry. So she has been, along with 24 other recordings, they were recently added to the Library of Congress. Go, Miss Janet. Yes.
Nasty baby.
But look, guess who in there? Louis Armstrong, Jackson Brown, that old fine Nas. That boy just
I know, right?
Oh,
my God.
It's all about that mole.
All right.
About that mole. I don't know. It's just
I wonder would he ever let me touch it.
He might let you lick it.
Can I just get in this? That booty is so pretty.
Just beautiful. Just a beautiful.
I just got one mic. No, just one mic.
Up and wait, LaBelle in there too. With old Patti LaBelle and Nona Hendrix.
Oh yeah, no, they love her.
They love that.
Like a good Patti.
And y'all know we all still bump Rhythm Nation today. We all still bumping.
Excuse me, it's a classic.
It's a classic. People, these bitches are sampling tracks off of Rhythm Nation to make music nowadays.
I just wonder. Yeah. If I say this, Lord, don't y'all be in my
ear. Terry and Jimmy Jam, how do you say it?
Yes.
Hit me together.
Y'all ain't gonna be playing Beyonce no 25 years from now.
No.
Some people ain't playing Mama.
You now. Keep coming for the Beehive. They are literally gonna come lift your ass up. Check your ass upside down. You keep coming.
Something's gonna happen and he gonna wonder who did it. They gonna all of a sudden just throw a picture of the Beehive.
I know it's gonna be a big ass beat, just like you keep fucking with her.
Look, I'm just telling you.
Beyonce has her own space and time.
Yes, she does, and she can stay right in it.
Okay, here we go.
Every artist has their space, their own individual lane.
They all
have their own shine, some bigger than others, and some should have just kept their shine at their house.
A shoe shine.
Some of that shine should have just stayed at the club. It should have stayed at that club on a promo tape. There's some people who shine, and I'm like, who the fuck gave you that light, bitch? Because I'm like, your music still, you on the top 100 and your music still garbage. Okay.
Still garbage.
Like, you amount to, like, the only thing you amount to was money.
Mm-hmm.
The show wasn't quality.
So, kudos, Janet. Kudos.
Yes, Miss Janet. Ooh, I love me some Janet.
But those of you that watch Arrested Development.
I'm glad you came on down this road. My heart was hurt on this one.
Jessica Walter passed away at age 80 today. They say Arrested Development is...
Lucille Bluth.
I never watched the show. They say it's really good.
What? Me either, Chris. You're not alone.
Me either.
What do y'all be? How?
When they said Arrested Development, I thought they meant the group. I panicked. I said, wait a minute. None of them is 80? What the hell is this? And then I looked, I said, well, who is this white woman? So then I went to pictures of the album. I said, wait, okay. Oh, it's a show. I get it.
Because I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, no, not in the group, not that I can remember.
Because I was like, Dion Ferris ain't that dang old.
Oh, my God.
Mama still over the black bird. What are we talking about?
Right.
Oh, the black.
I'm telling you, I said, oh, Lord, somebody to die for my little group?
But she was in another show that I did watch. She was one of the voices on Dinosaur, which was Jim Henson's thing.
Really?
Is that little dinosaur hitting the daddy? Not the mama, not the mama.
I remember that as a kid. Yeah. Baby,
that thing was hilarious to me.
Which voice was she?
It don't say.
Was she the mom?
I'm thinking that she was the mom.
The mother? Okay. Wow. I used to love
her. She on another one of my faves too, Archer. She plays Archer's mom.
What is Archer? Oh.
Now
it's a cartoon on FX.
I love Archer.
It's so good, man. It's such
a really cartoon. It is like it's comedy. It's very adult comedy and it's super
adult, yeah.
Very smart comedy.
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it before.
It's definitely worth watching.
Yes, the guy from Bob's Burger, he does the voice of Archer, the main character.
The guy from
Bob's Burger.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burger. I know that.
Okay, I was gonna say you don't say either. My God.
Baby, I like my favorite is Home Check. I forgot her name. What's her name? The deputy?
On what? On what? On Archer? Oh, my favorite girl. My homegirl is Pam.
Pam! Yes.
Shit snacks. Holy shit snacks.
You know what I love? We're just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I say that now. I'm like, God damn it. Only because she says it. The way she says it makes
the
me
The way
laugh.
She says it is so nonchalant. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, so matter of fact.
God damn it.
I ain't never even heard of it. Wait a minute. Let me look that up.
It's good. If you got into it, it'd be worth your while. What's the name is on there? It's been on there for a while. Aisha Tyler.
Oh, from the talk. At least she got away and got a check.
Right. So many wish they did.
The talk ain't getting no checks no more.
Show length. Thank you. Thank you, Miss
Sharon Osbourne. Thank you, Sharon Osbourne. You done messed up them women's money.
Man, Meghan Markle said, I'm setting all you bitches on fire.
So when you get pushed down the steps, Sharon, don't take it personal.
That's you right. know, I'm so glad we're coming down this road too. How in the whole fuck you somehow get some Silicon Valley job where we call you the chief impact officer? Are you fucking kidding me? White folks just make up rules. They just make up shit.
Find that job description for me.
Where is it? Like, was it posted? Like, who, like, what? Chief Impact Officer? Like, what?
Somebody said it's called white privilege.
Oh, you see now you're catching on. Okay, I was like waiting for you to like.
Look, I told my homies, I was like, yeah, he fit the description.
He fits the description, baby.
Right, that's how that, like, really? Okay. I mean, I don't know what his credentials were or what he can do.
Dead ass, like, can he write some Python? Can he do Ruby on Rails? Like, what are you doing at a tech company?
What's your impact? Like, what's the detail of the impact officer?
I'm confused why he got a job up here and not in Southern California, because y'all live in Southern California. Y'all live near Oprah. So why are you up here?
Because they ain't got no tech jobs like that, no Southern California.
Right.
Unless you're going to be...
Well, I mean, they're building Google and Yahoo all over the place down here now. So in a minute, they will.
For processing and entertainment. And for VR and for porn, AI, but not really.
What?
Maybe
porn AI?
Porn AI?
Porn AI is big dollars in tech industry. What's like porn? Because
you mean feeding you video and content is what you meant. I thought you meant like it's coming to a sex toy near you.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Really? So yeah. Your chastity belt gonna have an AI in it?
AI, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like vibrator AI. Like, it learns your body, you know, body rhythm, and then replays it to you in a vibrator.
Whoa.
So you just pop it in, and it just knows how to rub you the right way.
Is it going to have multiple settings for different partners?
Yes. There's actually one already out there.
Lamar said, do I have to buy one or two?
No. If I'm investing, at least it's probably going to be what is it, a G? It's got to be $1,000, right? How much is it going for?
Oh, actually, no, it's not. That one, I think, is probably going for...
I like how your ass look back like it's sitting on your table.
It's in my closet.
Oh, if only the listeners could see you do that turnaround right now. You said, well, no, it's not. It's about...
it's in my closet.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, I work with adult products, so I talk to other people in the industry, so I do have a couple demo products in my closet.
Demo my ass.
Exactly, Chris.
Exactly. Exactly. Demo my ass, yep.
Right.
I like my walnut touch like everybody else, but goddamn, I don't know.
I have one in the front and the back, and guess what? They also come with rapid charging where you just it has a little charging plate, and you just set it on there on the nightstand and it recharges, wireless charging.
Well, damn it, they go out that fast.
Well, no.
It's giving pleasure, so therefore,
it has eight individual motors inside of it.
Oh God!
You better know the inner workings of it.
And it flexes. It has a full flexibility. Oh, it flexes.
Okay.
It also has an app system that'll record your sessions, so that way you can know which ones are doing right for you, and then go back and recall those.
Okay, y'all, I'm about to hit the flow.
I'm not going to tell you the product because we're not doing endorsements.
But Fernando said, come over to my OnlyFans.
Why?
We do demos every Wednesday.
Like, if they want me, if you want me to do a demo, bitch, you better run me some demo money. And you better cut me my mouth.
Fernando said he's looking for collabs.
Because last time, maybe I haven't said this yet to you guys, but I'm going to say it to our audience, and you should be saying it to yourself every single day that you wake up for the rest of your damn life. My body, my mind, and everything that comes with it is for my pleasure, my joy, my entertainment. No one else's. This shit is for me. I am my own. I was like, my body, my mind, my spirit is for my entertainment. Not yours. It's for my pleasure, not yours.
You know, that's true, because if you don't have nobody, you need to be able to entertain yourself. Hello, somebody.
Exactly. I was like, well, people go back and it's like, well, I don't know about that body shape, bitch. This ain't for you. This for me. This is my entertainment, bitch. You got your own motherfucking body. Why you coming up to me telling me what you don't like, bitch? Keep your shit to yourself. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, okay.
I like my titties. I like them right where they are. This is for my entertainment. My dick is right there for my entertainment, bitch. If you don't like my dick, but bitch, go find somebody else's dick. That's why they got variety.
You better tell them.
But again, my life is for my pleasure and my entertainment, and every one of you guys should feel the same way. Your body, mind, and spirit is for your pleasure and entertainment. No one else's. Yours first.
Nando said it, and so did Trojan.
And the church podcast said amen.
Amen.
That's right, baby.
That AI will be out sooner or later past the demo modulation or whatever.
Look, that sex toy company need to go get Common and do their tagline for AI. AI.
Maybe. Look, if he run me some money to rep his company, I'll rep his company real quick, and he'll see some dollars running. I want to see some dollars running mine. I want to see some privilege in my bank account, please. Mm. Yeah, going back to that job.
I know, right? Go on, ask him, can you be the chief impact officer?
Exactly. I was like, so you know what, bitch? When you run me some money, because guess what that means. You know, that's the same way that BlackBerry went and made Alicia Keys the creative director that one time. I was like, what the fuck did she direct, bitch? Because I still never heard of y'all come back yet.
Mm. Ooh.
BlackBerry.
Ooh.
BlackBerry. Remember BlackBerry?
The phone?
Yeah. See? like 4 or 5 years ago, they appointed Alicia Keys as the creative director for BlackBerry. And I'm like, why? Because she a black girl? That's you bought a name.
Mm. Some folks say Alicia Keys can't find a key. So,
but it, like, again, with him, it comes off like representation. But again, we don't know. We don't fucking know what his credentials are. I don't know, But you know what? That sure they can't. Whoever company that acquired him, you know, they sure did get a good brand name to attach their brand name. Like, baby, shit, your name is gold, and now you go to Goldman Sachs and just write a check for everything. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you employed privileged essence.
Now, I don't think they were poor, though.
You have employed white privileged essence, the birthplace of white privilege. Is descended upon him, even though he don't think like that, because he's not that dude. He the rich bitch that still took his dick out and rub it on your face. look at the history, bitch. He's that kind of dude, and I'm not mad at it. So I'm hoping that's why I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, because you know what, I don't know him like that. Just like I, you know, you would think he's one of those that kind of dude where he fucking a good old man. Look.
You want some of that red. You want some of that red, like,
where are your cousins at? Look, what's your cousin's name? Like, can I get with your cousins? I'm just saying. Like, let me just get with your cousins. I don't know. I could just get one of them good cousins.
Cousins you get with? Because there's some cousins you don't want to get with, like the ones fighting in the Atlanta airport.
Oh, bitch.
Man,
I saw that motherfucking fight. What the heck?
Man, they ain't even get past TSA. Fight in the TSA line, bro.
Why is you fighting in the doggone airport?
But you know you're not getting on this plane.
Oh no, you ain't going nowhere but to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You are going to the paddy wagon.
So for the audience, y'all filling in what this whole fight was about?
I still don't know
No one knows. We were trying to get the detail. Nobody know what them motherfuckers were fighting about. But
that's just like the damn Bath and Body Works fight. I still don't know what that fight was about.
Like, you know what?
I'm confused about the Bath and Body Works fight too, because I still don't know what that was about.
In my assessment, y'all, like, even though I don't know the context of those fights, and sometimes a fight break out and shit happens, but you know what? We at 2021 now. If you have no capacity to be able to self-govern yourself enough to be able to have a normal conflict resolution with words versus your hands, then you are no better than the animals that you try to distance yourself from. Everything you said you're not, you basically the physical representation of who you are, and basically that's all you're defending is the inability to be able to control your own thoughts and feelings and actions. That's saying that you're the weak bitch, that you gotta throw hands, because throwing hands says that's all you know how to do is react to your motherfucking feelings that you can't keep in check. That means you failed to be able to control yourself, contain yourself, and be able to articulate yourself properly enough. That's saying that you are fucking handicapped as motherfucking fuck. How did you feel about yourself after, you know, through hands, and you felt good about what? What did you resolve? A goddamn thing. You basically did exactly what a fucking a Neanderthal would have done. Club each other over the fucking head and done something stupid to defend what, to represent what, and what you resolve? Nothing. And guess what you got? Forever in history is you being that black ass person doing some black ass shit, or being a representation of that black ass thing that you didn't want to be a part of.
Now, don't take this personal, Armand, but y'all know this fight happened in Atlanta, y'all at home.
Well, look, they was in the security line going to somewhere, so I suspect they wasn't from there.
They ain't us.
And a lot of folks in the comments felt the same way, that they need to stop coming down to Atlanta trying to act up. Stay in Akron, stay in Concord, stay over there in SWAT, stay over there in Inglewood, stay over there in Kent, stay over there in Detroit, stay in Philly. Up over there. Don't be going to Atlanta. Keisha said, don't come here acting the fool.
No, because we ain't about, because Atlanta's not about that life. And the thing is, Atlanta would, look, they would give you a couple warning shots of words before it get the blows. And if you keep trying it, they're going to tell you they got time for you. Well, that's the one thing I know about Atlanta. Like there's some motherfuckers who can't contain themselves, but they got a lot of motherfuckers over there that would give you your three strike warning. It's like look, and if you can't catch none of them, you won't catch hands. The conversation stops. Now you got hands in your face.
Well, I don't know what's wrong, but I don't know why we got to fight. And just like I say about Bath and Body Works, we ain't gonna never know what this fight was about. All we saw was a dang fight.
The Bath and Body Works, I know. That was in Australia, wasn't it?
That was here. That was somewhere. No, that
in was in Nickaville. Australia, girl.
That was in Nickaville.
What is that?
I'm gonna have to look it up, but that was in the States. That was nowhere near the kangaroos and the koalas. No.
No, he did not.
Kangaroo said, "Don't be trying to put that on us. Mm-hmm. We already had.
We
one.
Don't. We don't know her.
We don't know her like that, nah, bro.
Because I tried to snatch his dog. I got punched in the face already.
I right. know.
No. Oh no, I don't know what's wrong with y'all out there. We'll find that
again.
I'll put it in the comments.
You know, I just been saying. You know, it's just they had been talking about when we got out of. When we was able to come out of a shelter in place, it was going to be like the roaring, the roaring 1920s, the roaring 20s. And so it's the roaring 2020s. Like, here it is. Like, I mean, the next few viral clips or memes we're going to see is folks fucking in the street.
You know what? I'm like, here for the fucking in the streets.
You already good for a random if money shower in Lenox these days. So it's here. The roar.
You know what?
Apparently Lenox Mall has turned into like one of a few things.
Okay.
You likely to get shot.
Oh.
Beat up. Oh. Or take part in a money shower in Lenox Mall.
A money shower?
Mm-hmm.
Like, make it rain on you?
Make it rain.
Baby, make it rain.
Cinnamon and paprika in full effect.
What?
Make it rain, baby, make it rain.
I haven't been to Lenox Mall in so long, so I'm like...
Yeah, also me.
The 90s, and that was enough for me.
I used to love going to Lenox Mall.
Well, I went recently. I went in...
And you almost got into a fight. talking about them folks in the airport. That's why you need to stay in Concord. That's why you need to stay in Antioch. That's why you need to stay in Pittsburgh, in Richmond, with all of that. Don't bring it to Atlanta.
I went to Lenox, but I didn't have that experience in Lenox. Well, yeah, the boys thought I was cute, and I got quite a few hellos, how you doing, and all that. But
maybe they would have ate that booty out like.
But I ran into a young man from Triangle, so that was cute. I got to run into him.
They would have ate that booty like Kroger's.
Lord help us! And then I ran into the guy Norman. Norman, what's his name? Norman somebody. The guy, the little, oh my God, what is his name? Norman. He put the light skinned boy. That.
Oh, Norman Freeman.
Norman Freeman. Yes.
I was missing what you were talking about. I was like, what is he doing?
That's Norman Freeman. Y'all at home couldn't see that, but y'all know that he has this with his neck.
What? That's a twitch. We call it a twitch.
Yeah, that little character.
He has a twitch.
That very volatile woman that he plays in his YouTube video.
It's volatile, baby. Volatile.
And yeah.
Mother was strolling through Lenox.
Yes.
How you doing, baby?
Yes. That. Oh my God. Yes. That video.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Oh my God.
I need to get my eyebrows done. You gonna do me? Who gonna do me? Come on, do me. Do me.
Oh man, my favorite one was it when he was doing the when he was getting on the bus. That shit killed me.
And the bus wasn't on time and you
that shit killed me.
Yes, Norman. We do like you and we do watch you, Norman. Keep up what you're doing, baby, because you're doing great.
It is hilarious as hell.
Hilarious. And we, oh, while we're doing, let's give a shout out to T.S. Madison for the reality show, baby. T.S. Madison for the win.
Ooh, trans lives matter.
Trans lives matter, baby.
It, the first episode on air or something?
Uh-huh. Baby, the first? You mean the eighth?
Yes. Where? You need to catch
up. Mama's been on for a couple of weeks now.
You know, that's T.S. Madison is advanced gay. I ain't that advanced.
She's in there.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? And I'm
wait a minute. Wait, Fernando. What the hell is an advanced gay, Armand?
You know,
they like watch them shows.
AP level gay. I don't know if I'm that. I don't know if I'm that advanced in my gayness. I'm kidding. I'm aware of who she is. What channel it come on?
We TV.
She's on a major channel.
You know what's funny? I only watched the highlights of it, and it was only because I've been busy.
And that don't look disgusted.
I'm not disgusted. I'm just like, the clips I did see, I was just like, I'm not a big fan of watching a whole lot of Black folks just, you know, spend most of their time being in their feelings and being exploited for it, just for a paycheck. I was like, this sounds like a whole lot of stuff you should be having a conversation with your therapist about before you go on television to come and rant out your dirty laundry for something that you can't get done yourself. It sounds like you sound like a codependent bitch that needs the love and adoration of complete strangers on television to help you work out your fucking feelings that you should have did before you got your ass on the lights, camera, action. That's what I feel.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, baby.
When it says lights, camera, action, you decide to have your fucking Ayanna Van Zant get my life together on live television.
No, she was hoisting people up on her mamba titty.
No, it's not T.S. Madison. I'm talking about the crew behind her. I was like, T.S. Madison can be doing amazing things. It's the people who the people that's around her that is just a fucking mess. And I'm like, it looks like a bunch of people who's just trying like that needs T.S. Madison to constantly. You know, be codependent to their success. I was like, I think that T.S. Madison could do amazing things if she was supported properly. I think she could. I think she does. I think, I think does mean T.S. Madison has the ups and downs. I don't know.
Who's the showrunner?
Huh?
Who's the showrunner? Who got her the show?
I don't even know the names of the characters. And I'm even calling characters because it comes off like such.
G.
That let's see, the guy.
Oh, Chi Chi.
Oliver is on there. You know the guy Oliver with the little high top. He's been on all the little shows on for Atlanta, Chasing Atlanta, and all that.
And then
with the big glasses.
Yeah, and I'm just like
high top, little baby, with little gray in the front. He's on there.
The outbursts and the shouting, and I was like. Aren't you guys supposed to be here to do a job? Like, why are you arguing with the person who's cutting you a paycheck? Or if you're not getting a paycheck, why are you not helping make sure the paycheck show up so you can get paid?
Because that makes for good television for some people.
Right.
You can do both.
Yeah.
Ask him.
Somebody should tell Andy Cohen that, man. he definitely chooses
one or the other. You know who could have taught him a thing or two? No shade, Kathy Griffin, because look, the bitch ain't broke and she still can sell out a fucking show while the rest of them are still trying to get their life on 15.
I don't know, Fernando. She was just on TV a couple years ago crying about how Trump ruined her career.
Well, that was back then, but when she would start when she was able to get back on the road and actually sell arena, she was all of them got sold out. Mm. All of them. Like, and she did a full talk. She did a full disclosure about the traumatic experience she had with the government, and even overseas where they had her in Interpol, it was really bad. Like, it wasn't just what you thought it was. Like Donald Trump, caused a ripple effect in her life that could have bankrupted her for the rest of her life. For the rest of her life, and this is
well, you know, misery loves company, you know.
Yes, it does.
One bankrupt person, one another.
And all for a fucking prop. Like, she did a fucking prop, bitch. Look at all the shit that all these other motherfuckers have done since that ever happened. And like, you know, but not for nothing, these other bitches around here sitting here, they ain't do none of that shit that she did. And these motherfuckers can't barely get past go. That bitch went through all that and still can do good. And Andy Cohen is still trying to figure out who's the best supply for cocaine.
Well, okay. It's a show, so they gonna do whatever they can to get the ratings.
But be good at it, bitch. Be good at something. Like, that makes me get on my motherfucking nerves. Like, bitch, you could be a clown, but be a clown and know that be good at something. Don't be a fucking talentless clown. That's just called therapy.
And that'll be that on that.
And so y'all know, since we're talking about shows, New York is opening up, baby. And Broadway is coming to you live and in color on the streets. They coming out and they're going to do some free shows for y'all out
there. Oh, man.
So you're going to get some full entertainment.
They're going to have a collection plate in front of their performance.
I don't know if they're going to have a collection plate, but they have free tickets. So for those of you that are in New York or you want to go to New York and you ready to see a Broadway show again, they are starting to book and they are going to have free tickets and they will be outside and give you a great performance.
They're doing in San Francisco right now for donations and a hat.
I can't.
Michael Jackson impersonations.
I can't. And then if you want to not
on a bigger show, I can just heal. I can hear any woman now. Ooh, it's cold. That should have brought a jacket.
Should have stayed your ass at home, Deisha.
You should have called on Zoom, bitch.
Or you should have put on your mink like the rest of the New Yorkers.
Mink, we don't afford that. We can't afford that.
It's not sustainable, bitch.
You can't put on mink in the springtime. What you talking
about? No mink in the spring.
Child. They do it.
You gonna quit shit, bro.
I won't mention no names, but I do remember that group that came here from New York. And I picked them up at said airport in San Francisco, and every last one of them came out there with their minks on. And I was like, y'all know it's hot, right?
Not to us.
When you pick them up? Because if you didn't pick them up in goddamn September in goddamn San Francisco, it was
nuts. Tell them when it was, Chris. I'm sorry.
Baby, it was August. It wasn't September. It was August.
Oh, oof. All right.
They were the last summer.
And they were styling, you hear me? And sweating by the time they got to the bus.
Smelling like a wet ferret by the time they got to where they were going, huh?
Exactly. And they got on that good old bus that the air conditioning didn't work too well.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose.
It just was an older bus.
Look, rest in peace, Catherine Webb from Webb Tours. She had some equipment, but it was a little older. It was a little older. Where they needed to be, baby. We rolled up in front of the Paramount and all these big stylish venues, and we got them there, baby. Yes, we did. I don't know. But if y'all want another show, all y'all had to do was get on CNN, MSNBC, whatever your local news, and all you had to do was watch what the hell was going on in Miami, because they gave you a show.
Oh, great, man.
AB, did you see the show? Oh, my God.
Show.
You know what killed me? You know what killed me about the mess to be going on? Oh, sorry, what you say?
Some of them said they didn't even care if they got arrested. I was like, so you go to Miami to get arrested during spring break. So you all right with spending your whole spring break in jail? You just dumb.
I'm sorry, bro. Like,
and they did get arrested over 800
people. The last place I want to be during a pandemic is in a jail cell with a bunch of other loudmouth motherfuckers. Miss me.
Don't forget that drunk part. Drunk on ecstasy.
I just wonder how many people is going to lose their life.
But no mask.
Spring break.
But no mask.
And you know what killed me about spring break in these situations? Y'all ain't, what y'all spring breaking from? Y'all ain't went to school nowhere.
Yeah, y'all ain't did nothing.
What the spring break? What the spring break for? Who?
Excuse me?
Who institution these, you taking a break from?
Excuse me, these Zoom classes was hard.
They did. Look, the Today Show just had an expose on how hard these children is cheating. And doing plagiarism.
You know what copy pasting they doing?
Dead ass. Like, girl, you don't need no motherfucking spring break from that. But further, what I'm talking about is the ones that twerking hard in the street on Ocean Ave. What institution you going to?
Bitch, they twerking right
Brown
over your face.
University.
Brown University.
But my thing is,
look, they must be going to Morris Brown, not actually.
I don't know. Did you see they're trying to sue the companies for eye surgery and problems with their eyes after watching Zoom, all these employees and students and stuff?
Are you serious? A computer monitor and you take a fucking break, bitch.
So when you sit at work all day, and you look at the computer all day, why you didn't sue in?
I know. What's the whole difference? Or better yet, when you sit at work and look at your motherfucking phone all goddamn day.
Listen.
How much of that is your phone scrolling? Scrolling is most
all of 90%.
Right.
Because I'm like, yeah, bro.
Y'all always trying to get some damn money.
Exactly.
For no fucking reason to do nothing.
How about you just go ahead and be unemployed and be waiting on your checks like all the rest of these people are doing right now?
Right. You know what they call that? A basic bitch.
Stop saying shit like, oh, I don't know.
You are the epitome of a basic
bitch. Email's too long. I don't read it. Like, what?
You doing the basic thing of life is just living.
And while y'all was sitting over there at spring break, and now y'all talking about y'all want to sue because y'all ain't did nothing all year. These people are killing folks in the midst of COVID. They walking around into the grocery store and shooting up folks in the damn grocery store, and you trying to sue somebody because you working your job looking at the screen. And the sad part about that is, it's the same laptop you had at work, you just took it home. So when you was looking at it at work, didn't your eyes start to burn there? Because everybody, you ain't got no new laptop. You still working on the same laptop you had in your office.
That part.
It's the same one. So what changed?
And it's a company laptop.
What changed?
Company laptop.
Right. Yeah, company laptop. I had to buy my own equipment. I didn't have a company to buy anything for me, and my eyes work just fine. My eyes fine. Like, they burn a little bit sometimes, but that's why we have eye drops, and we can. I was just about to say
that's what they got clear eyes for.
you should watch a commercial.
I feel like you need clear eyes for a different reason.
Like I'm saying,
don't blame that on work,
bitch. You could be. It's called being. It's called time management and being efficient.
I know what it's called.
Like,
look, we know you got that dusty refurbished Apple Watch. Set it to tell your ass to get up every 20 minutes if I look at that screen.
Look, I know you got half that technology to floss with. How about you actually use it to work to do stuff for you?
Child. But some of them are frustrated. That's why we got these shootings. That's why they over here shootings. You can't even justify
it. No, they shoot because these motherfuckers is awkward, weird ass, angsty incels.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you know what the term incel means. I'm sure Fernando can tell you. But basically, motherfuckers who out here ain't getting their rocks off, done had enough, and they ready to get rid of people.
Ooh. And there's a psychological justification for why they're doing what they're doing, because they feel, a lot of them feel like that they're not getting what they deserve. And it's a privilege, not a right. It's not something that you earn, it's something that should be given to you. That's what like an incel.
I'm going to say it right here on this show. You don't deserve no pussy.
Whoop.
You got to talk somebody out their goddamn draw.
Bitch,
if you can't do that, then
if you want the pussy to talk, you got to talk.
Oh my, so saith the shepherd.
I mean, like, what the, like you want, if you want the cheeks to clap, bitch, you gotta get the rest of me to clap for you, bitch. If you can't get that to clap for you, them cheeks ain't clapping for nothing, bitch. The cheeks not clapping, the booty not squirting, the pussy not juice, not juicing, and the mouth ain't twerking. We ain't doing all that shit.
We didn't have a show.
No, y'all, we are dry.
Y'all
is dry.
Stuff.
Dry.
I'm gonna have to click the button for explicit show today.
No, that's for real.
Cause it done really.
But work. No, but then the rest of them shootings is this: we live in this weird ass country with an obsession for motherfucking guns, and for the life of us, we will not learn from people who have properly dealt with this fucking with this weird phenomena by getting rid of these guns or making it virtually impossible for you to own one if you are not of good sound mind and judgment.
Right.
Great. And the thing is, like, you know, top of that is, like, you know, it's, you know, for things that have the power to take someone's life, just about anything can nowadays. You should have the psychological with the health and the bandwidth to be able to be responsible for that weapon. You know, and the thing is that that's a greater thing. The guns are just a vice, like many other vices, and the driving force behind it is the fucking psychology, and people not being responsible for the psychology. And you know, your family, your friends, and that's not holding your ass accountable. It's like, you said, you seen something, you said nothing. You co-signed to that fucking behavior. You're gonna say, I never knew where he got that from. You think you're sure? You remember those passing by conversations or things you didn't say or wish you shouldn't have said or something like that? That's a result of that. It's a result of that. Sometimes we spend most of our time making statements about other people, and what we really want to do is ask a question. And you know, and sometimes you're just not asking questions like, why is this motherfucker doing what he's doing? Why do you, like, and start asking those questions and challenging each other and start dealing with the psychology of things and start making people more accountable for the psychological unrest.
Mm. Fernando, can you tell the people at home why you got a chopstick in the top of your head?
They can't see the chopstick.
Look,
they can't hear the chopstick.
Look, he over here being.
But we are sitting here talking to Quan Lee because Asian lives matter.
Quan Lee, goddamn. Look, he over here being old juicy booty hood girl with them bamboos in her head.
Yeah. Because you know what? I was scratching my scalp and it was a good
look. Jed, like an old hood rat, scratching your scalp was wrong.
Oh, girl, they did these braids too tight, bitch. Ooh, they did these braids too tight.
Ooh, my hair hurt.
It's a good scalp scratcher, like the little chopstick. Them chopsticks be good for little scratch, like, you can scratch your scalp with that real good.
There it is,
y'all. Y'all just gotta learn the nugget. Get you a chopstick, and you'll forever be blessed.
Are you sure? They cute today with his little curls just dropping everywhere.
They ain't just for food no more.
You know what?
Lamont, I'm done with your
way. I bought my niece some hair products, and I forgot to buy myself some. And I'm like, oh, let me buy me some. And I'm like, oh, I forgot how my curls look with better product in it.
I think so. I'm still on the fence about this one.
About what?
National Geographic decided that they wanted to do a biography of Aretha Franklin. I'm still a little offended because all we know about y'all is the cheetahs chasing the lions and the lions chasing everybody else. It's called National Geographic. I'm a little confused. You are not Lifetime.
I think you're mad for no reason, because I seen a couple episodes of that shit last night. That shit good.
Thank you. And National Geographic has been purchased by Discovery and all those channels. They're all like looped together now, but they're using National Geographic like for as their Lifetime channel. Such. So you're about to start seeing a whole lot of different programming other than the cheetahs and the lions and the tigers and bears. Weird. Oh my.
It is kind of weird as a brand, though, even though I get it.
It's weird as a brand.
But it's a weird thing for a brand. It's like Aretha Franklin on National Geographic.
Because I'm like, so what are you trying to say? That she was an animal? Is that what?
I was like, are we going to see Aretha in the wild? Like, you know.
No, it's more like they trying to say whoever will buy the damn story to put it on the air.
like RSPCT in the jungle.
And of course, right. You know, we're dealing with Mother Lee Daniels. So therefore, you know how he could be. Netflix wasn't paying enough. So therefore, National Geographic it is. Yeah, and Hulu.
Baby, I don't care. Look, nowadays, as long as you're airing
people's money. But honey, Damon Dash rolled up on him and said, I want my money, in the middle of Diana Ross singing Reach Out and Touch. So Lee Daniels going wherever he can get some change at.
Exactly.
Oh, so Lee Daniels did this?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, I know.
And I'm, because I was like, why we pick Cynthia Erivo? Explain to me.
Why do people not like Cynthia Erivo? What's wrong with her?
I need you to be an American, and I need you to not make comments about Americans, but yet you want to come over here and keep getting checks from Americans.
Where's she from?
And that's the way America is. America has always been the land of opportunity. So therefore, they come over here, they get our money, and then they go back over to the pond. But I don't
from Britain? Oh, okay.
I don't have a problem with her. I mean, she has that attitude, that mentality, that, you know, we've seen this before. I mean, shit, Idris was the same way when he first came over here, but after a while you just become humble. So
Daniel, you know, Kaluuya,
the list goes on and on. The list goes on and on and on and on. That's the way it is. And I mean it is.
But baby, we don't learn yet.
I've seen it all. And I thought she did an excellent job. I thought the story was really good. And I'm glad they told the truth. Cause I said, I know they're gonna sugarcoat some of the shit, but no, they didn't really sugarcoat it. I know the movie that's coming out in August with Jennifer Hudson, they tell the truth. And the funny thing is, Aretha's been gone how many years now? Three? Four.
Four.
Three. Coming up to four. And the family is still trying to be, you know, funny as far as letting out her story. And, you know, number one, as far as the movie's concerned, she wanted Jennifer to play her. She had sit down meetings with Jennifer and everything like that. Now, with as far as the Cynthia Erivo part of it, if you notice that when you get a chance to watch it, the kids are not displayed at all. They talk about her having the kids or whatever, but there's no other thing about that. And the reason because of that is that the kids are the ones who are fighting for her story not to be off. For, you know, nobody, they didn't want everybody to know her past and everything in the background or whatever. And I'm like, for me, I mean, me personally, as being an Aretha Franklin fan, just to know that she was human and the shit she went through and the stuff that she did and, you know, everything like that, that makes me love her even more. Wow. Mm. You know, a lot of people, like the generation now, they just know the music, and they only know the music because it's being sampled by Beyonce and Jay-Z and so many other people or whatever. They don't really know where the artists and the person came from. But if you know a person's backstory of why they did this and why they, you know, recorded their albums like this and why they got a sound like that and what they went through in their life or whatever, it makes you respect them more as an artist.
Yeah.
But I thought her story was already out there. No. I thought everybody knew about her with the teenage pregnancy.
No, like, it just, no.
How did you not know that?
I mean, they did, but I mean, you know, after a while, we sweep shit under the rugs. That's what we do as a society, as an African-American Black culture. We sweep shit under the society, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just like my partner Lewis. He loved Aretha Franklin, but he never knew about, you know, the baby at 12, the baby at 14, the baby at.
Yeah, girl, really? I ain't know that shit either, for real.
You know, they didn't know anything about that. You got to watch it. Watch the series. It's on Hulu now.
What?
Yeah.
Armand, you didn't know that either.
I know a baby at 12.
Baby at 12. Baby at 14. Baby at 17.
Yes.
Girl, we going riding on the freeway, goddamn.
And four different sons and four different daddies. Mm. None of which was she ever married to.
Exactly.
Damn. Aretha must have that wet box, goddamn.
Well, no. The thing is that I don't.
I mean, was it some? I mean, at 12, was that like some sexual assault or something?
It was, of course, it was. You know, it was. It wasn't really assault. It was more so. It was her first time, and she was. I mean, I don't really can give the movie away, but or her life, but it was. She was on the road with her father, touring and singing and everything for his revivals, and her daddy was a hoe, a womanizer. He was constantly, you know, with every other woman. So he left his daughter in the room, and his daughter would venture out and, you know, go into the plains or whatever. So, you know, her first time was one of his deacons, or so to speak.
No way.
You know, and, when she told her father, he, you know, didn't believe it. And
so they didn't hit the delete button? She had to try?
No. She waited. This is the thing. I'm giving a story. But anyway, she didn't have her period for 4 months. She didn't know what was going on. She thought she was sick, stomach flu, something like that, or whatever. She's a child.
I mean, at 12, are you looking for a period?
Yeah.
At 12?
Back in the 40s and 50s.
They started.
Yeah. My grandmother's first child was at 11.
Boy.
Because I have a cousin, her first child was at 12 too.
What?
They had their periods like at 9, 10, something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know, you said, well, at 12, is she looking for a period? She was. But yeah, but she told her grandmother, she said, I hadn't had my cycle in 4 months. And grandma said, oh, baby, don't be ashamed about it. Blah, blah, blah. We'll take care of this or whatever. And of course, you know, after your fourth month, it's
yeah, that's risky. Too late, ain't it?
Yeah, it's risky. It's very risky, life threatening risky for you to, you know. So she had the baby, the grandmama raised it. She had baby number two, the grandmama raised it. While Aretha was going in and out and singing, and you know, she did her first project at 13, and you know, and hit the road promoting it. And one of the record the writers was daddy number at age 17, daddy number three.
Man, you kidding?
No, now she did. One of the guys that she was with in the relationship for a long time, he was daddy number four. So, and that was at 22, I want to say, is when she had.
So all of that is sexual assault, right?
In that day, it wasn't considered sexual
assault. But statutory.
It wasn't statutory rape or anything back then. No, I mean, it just happened.
It just happened.
So they saying this young minor was given consent.
But she did give consent.
She, you know, again, when the road raises you, you don't know no better.
Right. And she would, her mentality at 12 was a lot older than most people.
Yeah. Because that's all she knew. She had been singing since the age of four with her daddy and, you know, going in and out of town or whatever. But then when she started touring with him on tent revivals and gospel revivals and things like that, while he out flatigating and drinking and getting high and drunk, whatever.
Singing the gospel and fucking all my children?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I really love. So the dad, his one true love was Clara Ward. That was the true love of his life, was Clara Ward. And I love me some Clara Ward. Oh,
I don't know.
Clara Ward and the Ward Singers is one of the other most iconic gospel groups ever out there. And they were like the first to go into clubs and do all of that. Clara Ward was this beautiful, beautiful woman who got tore down by her mama. Because her mama was greed. And her mama pushed her into depression, pushed her into having all kinds of mental problems because the mama saw how much money she could make. And the mama
died. She was a cash cow.
She was Maddie Mouse Clark.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, but she was Maddie to the eighth power. Not 10th, but 8th.
Yes, baby, yes.
And so, but I mean, I mean, C.L. Franklin, he refused to marry Claire Ward.
Sure did.
Now, I wonder, had they gotten married, what would have been, what the life would have been like, whatever. But he refused to marry her. And the reason why he refused to marry is because he was a hoe. Period. He loved his life. He loved his women. He was in and out, what have you, and didn't want to settle down. But his number one, like Chris just said, his, you know what they call him, bottom bitch or whatever, Claire Ward.
Ain't no,
that was a mother figure.
Ain't no crying at the pink.
At the pink.
At the pink, baby. At the pink, y'all.
Mm.
So again, Genius, Aretha is streaming on Hulu now. And I'm quite sure National Geographic will show it again. It's definitely worth checking it out. Like I said, I concurrently watched all four nights.
How many? Was it eight episodes? Because I watched it a little bit last night.
Yeah, it's a total of eight episodes, and they're all like an hour apiece.
Well, y'all get over there and watch that, and y'all come back and tell us what y'all think. Don't be crying, though, because ain't no crying at the pink.
Right.
Y'all know they on their way back. They on their way back. They
yes,
was
they are. Positions. P-Valley.
P-Valley is on his way back, baby.
In the valley where the strippers get naked.
Get ready to throw your weight, baby.
Throw your weight.
Baby. Throw your weight.
Throw your weight, baby. So, hey, I think we've been on here for a minute, y'all. It's time to go to bed.
Are we fading already?
We fading. Because some of us down, if y'all can see at home, some of us already stretched out across with the blanket over there.
Look, I just had to pull this electric blanket out this goddamn baby. Closet this weekend for movie marathon. Shit.
Baby, it's a little chill in the air of California right about now.
Yes. What? It is.
It hits, goddamn it.
Y'all get out there and support all them great movies that's out there. There's so much going on in the world. Keep praying.
Do like me and make a list and then look at the Oscar movies. That's what I'm doing.
That's what I was doing this weekend too. What you saying, Lamont?
No Man's Land is amazing.
You like? It was cute, but I was just like,
I'm a Frances McDormand fan, so it's like, you know, she can really do no wrong to me. But
I just think that white people are obsessed with this whole like camping, and I'm like, I don't care. I mean it's fine, but when you throw that in the category with shit like The Sound of Metal, man, yeah, get out of here.
The who?
The Sound of Metal.
Baby. Never heard of that either.
It's on Amazon. It's
on Amazon. It was a good movie. It's about a guy who loses. He's a drummer and he loses his hearing, and now. I mean, for me, he's a front runner as far as actor. He's nominated and he's a front runner, whatever, because that breakdown scene. Breakdown scene, I was like, yeah, you going for that little gold trophy, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one too. Yeah. And then I haven't seen the one that's nominated for like the most awards, Mank, I think it is. Mank, yeah. I have to watch that. I gotta check that out. Netflix. It's like 2 hours and 14 minutes. I'm like, okay, I gotta make sure I put some, because it's black and white and everything like that. And I'm like, okay, I gotta make sure I put some time in to see that one.
I have to have a lot of fucking patience for like 2 hour movies.
I can't do no black and white for no 2 hours.
That's just like Parasite. Parasite was subtitles. I don't do subtitles.
But that shit was good.
It was so good too.
Was it? I didn't see
it. You didn't like Parasite?
I didn't see it.
That shit's good, bro.
It's good as hell.
But I don't do subtitles, so I'm like,
It was good, it was worth it.
Mm. See, with subtitles, you got to constantly look at the channel. I may be playing with my phone, I may be eating.
That's because your teenage girl asked me to put your phone down.
Yes, right. Becky, damn it.
Focus on the damn story.
And the church said amen. Thank you all for coming. God bless you. God keep you. Are we absent one from another?
Oh my God.
In between.
Where you look, where you been getting your worship in over in Coos Bay? You been going to the White Spiritual Hour on Sunday?
Oregon ain't open.
What do you mean Oregon ain't open? You can't go to no outside service down there and
you have been Bay? You haven't been tuning in virtually to Love Center?
You missed.
What?
What? What? They ain't doing services virtually?
Y'all, we going home on that.
I don't know. Hell.
I'm done. I have not been attending anybody's church service on Sunday. I've been out doing my adventure across the great land of Oregon to see the sights. So that I remember that tomorrow is my promise.
The Ava Bub, the second coming.
Yes.
I would like to shout out my church home, New Antioch Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. And Easter Sunday, we will be having Evangelist Kiara Sheard as our musical guest virtually. So right in your living room, tune in on Facebook. Enjoy the service and send your donations because no, we're keeping it safe. My bishop was like, no, we will not be going back into the room like everyone else. We're going to wait and see what these numbers are saying before we do any of that. But honorable mention, there it is. J. Drew Sheard, who is the husband of Karen Sheard of the Clark Sisters, is now the presiding bishop of Church of God in Christ. So he took over the position held by Charles Blake. So we would like to shout that out.
Y'all have to excuse me. I don't know what any of that is.
And you're under the cover. What?
I don't know her either.
So y'all share the podcast. We out of here. I'm going to bed.
Look at him. When somebody got to go, goddamn it, we cut it short, goddamn it.
Yeah, we said a quick check in right quick. That's about it.
All right now. Y'all listen, share, like, subscribe, goddamn.
Fernando, what happened to your chopstick? Uh-oh.
It fell out.
Done. Y'all, we are out. Peace out, folks.
Bye, y'all. Bye.